Authorities say the suicide attack occurred near a police checkpoint outside Banu, becoming the third bombing in as many days. Officials say the bomber rammed a car filled with explosives into a vehicle carrying tribal leader Maulana Abdul Hakim as he traveled to a nearby peace committee meeting. Analysts say Hakim had been instrumental in brokering deals with the government, allowing security forces access to the nearby Waziristan tribal regions to target Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants. UN OCHA head for Pakistan, Manuel Bessler, tells VOA families have been fleeing South Waziristan in anticipation of a new military offensive.
We have from South Waziristan already now about roughly 80,000 internally displaced people. That means people that left the district of South Waziristan and are in Khan or in Tank looking for shelter, for a safer place to be.
Local media reports say military helicopters have dropped pamphlets in the area, warning residents to leave. The government used a similar strategy before the offensive in and around Swat Valley started last April. The government insists it's not launching any major operation in South Waziristan at the moment, but Bessler says his office is ready.
We expect indeed more people to leave the district and have accordingly beefed up our readiness in terms of assistance of food and non-food items.
He says they rely on Pakistani government agencies, particularly at the district level, to help those displaced. While they are ready in the material sense, Bessler says there are other concerns.
Security is something that we have to take very serious in such a volatile environment as the southern NWFP, as well as we had to look into it in Malakam.
South Waziristan is a major stronghold for Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants. It also boasts treacherous terrain and is expected to get brutally cold in the coming months. On Monday, a message allegedly from Al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri, appeared on a jihadist website praising the former Pakistani Taliban leader Batullah Massoud, who was killed in a U.S. missile strike in South Waziristan. This is the first public acknowledgement from Al-Qaeda of Massoud's death since he was killed in August. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Islamabad.